Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ray, the weather can change on a dime here on Mount Washington.
Well, it's home to some of the worst weather on Earth, they say.
And I believe it. At 6,288 feet tall, Mount Washington isn't just the tallest mountain in New Hampshire, it's the tallest in all of New England. I've hiked to the top maybe five or six times over the years.
And we've all seen cars with those bumper stickers that read, "This car climb Mount Washington."
We have. There's a toll road to the top and a cog rail to the top. You can drive up here, take a train, or if you're like us, if you're too dumb to do that, you can hike to the top.
We're heading up to the Tuckerman's Ravine side of the mountain. It's a long hike, too, about 4.2 miles from the parking lot to the top.
And the weather up here can get extreme quick, too. Now, I've hiked this trail in August, where the temperatures were in the mid-70s at the base and the mid-30s at the summit. And if you don't have the right gear for that, I mean, this can be a dangerous place.
Yeah, I can imagine. Every few years, someone makes the news for dying up here.
So you ready for this?
Yeah.
There have been at least 161 confirmed deaths on this mountain since they started keeping record back in 1849.
Wow, 161? I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay, our destination is just up there ahead. We've come to Mount Washington to explore the story behind one of those deaths. We're here to find where Lizzie Bourne took her last breath. Hello, I'm Jeff Belanger, and welcome to episode 342 of the New England Legends Podcast.
And I'm Ray Osier. Thanks for joining us on our mission to chronicle every legend in New England one story at a time. We're always on the hunt for the bizarre, the strange, and the unbelievable, and we need your help to find these great legends. So many of our story leads come from you, so please reach out to us anytime through our website. Also, subscribe and tell your friends about our show. That's how our community grows.
We'll explore the tragic story of Lizzie Bourne right after this word from our sponsor.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get. That, wow, how have I been living like this feeling? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for just $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. The quality that I've received from Mint Mobile is second to none, and I've tried them all. And this is an amazing company to work with that actually cares about their clients and the prices that they charge. So if you're on that fence wondering, should I make the shift? You're going to get great coverage, you're going to get great customer service, and all of the bells and whistles you expect from the bigger brand names. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans and their jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/P60. That's mintmobile.com/P60. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/P60. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to just $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, careful on the rocks, Ray.
Yeah, yeah, I see that.
We're above the tree line, so it's pretty much all rocks up here.
We're inside of the Summit Building, and we're right near the cog rail tracks.
And that white marker over there is what we're looking for.
It's a white sign with black painted letters mounted to a post on the top of a pile of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It reads, Miss Lizzie Bourne, daughter of Judge Bourne, Kennebunk, Maine. Perished here September 14th, 1855, age 23 years. Man, that's tragic. She was so young.
Yeah, I know. It's really horrible. But as we've already heard, this mountain can be unforgiving. It's not just a walk in the woods.
Now, we've passed many hikers on our way up here.
Sure, yeah.
And there's a steady stream of cars going in and out of the parking lot at the top. It's tough to imagine that if something happened to us, we'd be stranded for long.
So during the warm winter months when the road to the top is open and hundreds of hikers per day are coming here, you're right. It's a lot easier to get some help. But a few years before the service road was opened on the mountain and more than a decade before the cog railway was installed, this was a trail much less traveled. So let's head back to September of 1855 and watch this tragedy unfold.
It's Saturday, September 15th, 1855, here at the base of Mount Washington. The air is already turning slightly dry and crisp this morning, considering autumn is only a week away.
Still, it's a gorgeous day for the Bourne family. George and Jane Bourne are here with their daughter, Lucy, and their niece, Lizzie. They're staying at the Glen House at the base of the eastern side of Mount Washington.
The initial plan was for Lizzie, Lucy, and George to hike up Mount Washington this morning, but they're getting a late start. So instead, they get in a game of 10-pin bowling.
And Lizzie's pretty good, too. She's the life of the party.
After the game, the family hang around the Glen House until their early dinner. It's 1 p.m. After the meal, Lizzie and her cousin discuss hiking halfway up Mount Washington after lunch. Just 4 miles up the carriage road to a place called The Ledge. Lizzie begs all of them to go for it.
That's a nice spot, too. Plus, the hike shouldn't take more than a couple of hours or so. When they get there, there's a shelter where they can spend the night and then go for the summit tomorrow morning, or there would be enough time to come back down to the Glen House if they want to.
It's settled. It's 2 p.m. when the three set out on their hike up the carriage road.
Leading them for the first part of the journey is Mr. Rich. He works for the carriage road. Now, Mr. Rich explains how the plan is to construct an 8-mile road all the way to the top. Tourists will be able to pay a toll to quickly get to the top of Mount Washington.
Mr. Rich stays with the group for the first couple of miles up the carriage road before he must return to his regular duties. So the two cousins and George continue. It's about 4 p.m. when the group arrives at The Ledge. The halfway house is there, so the group heads inside for a rest. Though Lizzie is tired, she urges the others to go to the summit right now. There's a hotel up there called the Tip Top House. Plus, she's heard the panoramic sunrises are incredible.
We've heard there's a storm brewing near the top. It's probably best if you head back down for the night.
Maybe that construction worker has a point?
Whether he has a point or not, Lizzie isn't deterred. She's convinced that they can reach the Summit Hotel before sundown. After all, they made it halfway up in only 2 hours. Besides, she's sure they can beat any incoming storm.
Lizzie's a ball of energy. The idea of watching the sunrise tomorrow morning from the top sounds too incredible to pass up. In another minute, the group are back on the trail to the top.
The well-groomed carriage road that led up to the halfway house stops here. That's how far construction has gotten so far. From here on out, it's a horse bridle path that leads 4 more miles up Mount Washington to the Tip Top House Lodge.
It's slow going, especially for the women who keep getting their dresses caught on the underbrush and trees. It's a concern, but Lizzie points out that pretty soon they'll be above the tree line and this won't be an issue any longer.
The going is much slower than the first 4 miles on a graded road. Not used to the mountain terrain, it's difficult for the group to judge how far they've gone. But one thing that's clear is that the light is fading and clouds are moving in. Visibility is dropping.
The group are climbing over boulders and rocks, making their way up higher and higher. They're no longer thinking about the summit, only about the shelter in the form of a hotel.
Oh, look up there. I think that's the top.
Yeah, that does look like it. Okay, not far now. The group keeps climbing, walking where they can, lifting themselves up higher and higher. The winds are steady, but now there's a mist that's slowly soaking their skin and clothes.
More time passes, more light fades, and more clouds surround them. And the wind is getting stronger.
Just when the group reaches what they thought was the summit, They see what looks like another mountaintop far above them, almost like a whole other mountain. It's so difficult to see, but they press on. There's no other choice at this point.
It's now dark. The wind is fierce. The cold is biting. George tells the girls to huddle close together. He grabs for any nearby rocks and begins building a crude stone wall around the girls to try to protect them from the storm. He considers trying to race for the top himself to get help, but he has no idea how he could find them again if he ventures too far.
George swings his arm around to try to keep the circulation in his hands. He swings his arms, he stacks another rock or two, then checks on the shivering girls. For hours, this continues in almost total darkness.
It's about 10 p.m. George reaches for Lizzie's hand to check on her. It's cold, lifeless. He tries to shake her awake, but Lizzie is dead. Still worried about his daughter's life and his own, George shelters himself, his daughter, and holds on to Lizzie's body through the night.
It's the earliest light when George and Lucy rise up to try to see where they are. The storm has completely passed and the skies are clear. They turn their heads and spot the Summit Hotel no more than 100 yards or so just ahead of them. They were so close.
The father and daughter quickly arrive at the hotel door. They come inside the warmth and tell the innkeepers that Lizzie's body is just down the hill.
Four hotel staff members race down the hill and carry Lizzie back to the building. They place her in a warm bath, trying for hope beyond hope. But it's too late. Lizzie is gone.
Lizzie Bourne has the distinction of being the first documented woman to die on Mount Washington. A sign commemorating where she died was placed there soon after. And that brings us back to today.
Lizzie Bourne was the first woman to die on Mount Washington, but she would not be the last. As we said earlier, 161 have perished on this mountain. Backpack.com has named Mount Washington one of America's top 10 most dangerous hikes.
The carriage road, which would later become the auto road, was finished on Mount Washington in 1861, and the Cog Railway went into service July 3, 1869. The Cog passes very close to Lizzie Bourne's memorial marker, right near the top. Lizzie Bourne was buried at Hope Cemetery in Kennebunk, Maine.
When you see how close the marker is to the summit today, you realize that had they kept moving in the right direction for maybe another 15 minutes or so, they would have made it to shelter, and Lizzie would have lived.
The sign has been replaced over the years, but the words are the same. On a different side of the marker reads a poem. Here in the twilight, cold and gray, lifeless and beautiful she lay. And from the sky, serene and far, a voice fell like a shooting star. Excelsior. Today, the summit building is a cafeteria where people can eat hot meals. You can look out the window and see how close Lizzie's marker is to here. She died from a weak heart, but also hypothermia. If they had the right gear or clothing, they also may have survived the night.
Here's a point almost no one makes. If this was like most mountains, meaning there's no summit building at all, I bet they would have made it too, because they would have made a different decision much earlier whether to go to the top or not. I once got the chance to interview Mark Inglis. He's the only mountaineer to ever climb Mount Everest without legs. But
he had no legs?
He had no legs. He lost them both below the knee many years earlier on another mountain. So he climbed Mount Everest on artificial limbs. Anyway, I remember him telling me that when you climb a mountain, you need to remember that the summit is the halfway point. If you use all your resources and energy to make it to the top, but you can't get back down, then your climb doesn't count. I'll take that one step further. Whenever you climb a mountain, you need to realize the journey isn't over until you make it back home. Lizzie Bourne never finished Mount Washington. This marker is here to remind all of us who venture up the mountain to be careful, or else.
Please do be careful. We need each and every one of you in our community with us. And that takes us to After the Legend, where we explore this week's legend a little deeper and sometimes veer off course.
After the Legend is brought to you by our Patreon patrons. They are the best. We can't do this without them, and we need you. Our patrons are the inner circle. They help us with our hosting and production costs, travel, marketing, everything else it takes to bring you two episodes each week. It's just $3 per month, and for that, they get early ad-free access to new episodes, plus bonus episodes and content that no one else gets to hear. Just head over to patreon.com/New England Legends to sign up. And if you'd like to see some pictures of Mount Washington and Lizzie Bourne's marker, click on the link in our episode description go to our website, click on episode 342. Dangerous place.
We did an episode that was very similar to this, where somebody was very close to where they should have been, but the storm got them.
Yeah.
And they didn't realize the next day that it was like right there.
Yeah. It's
it was a winter storm, I remember.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that one?
Right in Vermont, I think. Yeah.
It was a family, perhaps.
Almost made it home. And
yeah.
It was just blinding. So today, and especially if you've been up to Mount Washington, you know there's a lot of safety protocols put in place. There's people watching and everything else. But I have been on that mountain when a cloud rolls in.
Oh, that must be scary.
Well, the visibility goes really low. Now, I know what I'm doing. It's daylight. I have the right gear. I've got Mylar, you know, sacks that I can get in if I have to hunker down for the night that'll hold my body heat, all kinds of advanced stuff. Like, but I'm experienced, you know? And it is true, that saying that there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear. You could be in a hurricane, and if you have the right gear, you should be warm and safe.
Sure.
You know, I mean, assuming nothing hits you.
Yeah.
But that mountain, and I know exactly what they were talking about when they'd say like, ah, there's the summit right up there. I've been in the same spot. I know exactly what they mean. You're like, there it is. And then you get to where you saw, and then there's like another mountain above it.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going and going, because once you get to those rocks, it's all rocks at the top. Mm. It's not like walking on a path.
Right.
You have to walk on wobbly rocks, and you're pulling yourself up with your arms and your legs.
You're
and
getting
so on.
Tired very quickly.
You're getting tired, but you're also not covering the ground. You know, when you're walking on a road, it took them 2 hours to walk 4 miles. Mm. By my math, that's 2 miles an hour.
Right.
Right. And they're like, oh, we're halfway here in 2 hours. So 2-3 hours more, we'll be fine. We'll be like 6-7 o'clock at night. We'll get there for dinner. No problem. But it's not, it gets exponentially harder when you go higher up.
And you're slowing down. Yeah.
You're above the tree line. The visibility's lower. The wind is whipping. And not only that, they went up the Tuckerman Ravine side of the mountain, and Lizzie's body was found on the opposite side. So at some point, they circumvented the summit, at least a little bit. Maybe went circles around it. We don't know. You know, I mean, you think it's obvious, like just go up, right? Go up. If you see something going higher, go higher. But it's not that obvious. There's places where it levels out on certain parts and you think maybe you're there. And it is not a walk in the park. I had a friend who was there just a couple of years ago. And just went into this strange dehydration state and almost didn't make it off the mountain.
Oh my gosh.
He was fine. But because there's tons of people around with water and extra resources and granola bars and could revive him and you know, help get him help. But my goodness, the mountain is really no joke, even today.
How's the elevation mess with your breathing and your
It's truly not that bad.
It's not bad, okay.
When you're at 6,200 feet, I mean, you might notice a slight difference then, but it's really not that bad. You got to get above like 10,000 feet before you start to say, oh, the air is thinner up here.
Right.
Then you really start to feel it. 6,000, a little, you know, but not much. I stayed at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado. Mm. The hotel's elevation was like 7,200 feet.
Oh, wow.
So about 1,000 feet higher than Mount Washington, and that's in the Rockies.
Yeah.
And I remember if I'd walk up like a flight of stairs, I'd be winded. And I'm like, I'm not in this bad a shape. You know, I don't get winded at home. So you'd feel it. And I can tell you this, going back to our favorite subject of beer, when you're at that altitude, having one drink is like having two or three.
Yeah.
Because it, your
they don't make a lot of money off the alcohol up there, right?
You're just like,
you only need one.
I could put down six drinks. You're like, no, you could put down maybe three, you know?
I descended the Grand Canyon a little bit. We just walked down just a little bit, but coming back up, I was amazed. I almost didn't make it. I thought I was going to fall over and in at one point. And have you done the Grand Canyon?
I've been there, but I have not hiked it.
So they have this path that you can walk all the way down.
There's a mule path too, right?
There's a mule path. I don't know if this wasn't the... Well, it may have been because I did see some excrement along the way that you have to avoid.
Did you taste it to make sure?
It was me.
I really had to go.
But it's very intimidating because there's no guardrails.
Right.
You could fall right over. And I'm surprised we don't hear every day that someone fell into that thing.
Yeah.
But coming back up, it was tough. I got very winded. I had to sit down at one point. And we didn't even go down that far, but we're at such a high elevation to begin with. Like you were saying, walking up the stairs would do it for you.
Yep.
But an amazing, I mean, the site where you were, For Kilimanjaro must have been amazing.
Oh, yeah. Mountains are incredible. And the thing about mountains that there's no real good logical reason to climb them.
No, there's not. We're not supposed to be up there for one thing.
No. So mountaineering is such a new phenomenon, right? Like ancient peoples did not look at a mountain and go, I'm going to go up there. You know why? Because they're busy. They are finding food. They right, had to hunt yeah. and gather all the time.
They
right?
have no time for hobbies.
Right, and that is yeah. like the ultimate. Like I need a ton of food and water that as much as I can carry to get me up there. Well, what's up there? Like more food and water? Like some great thing that you can bring back to us? No, just a really great view.
But some thought they'd get closer to God.
Sure.
Or the heavens.
And some said those are sacred places that men that should not go.
Yeah.
You know, humans shouldn't go up there because that's God's dwelling.
We were meant to fly. That's why we don't have wings. But yet we found a way to get up there.
We did.
And many die because of it.
Well, sometimes, yeah. When something goes horribly wrong. Thanks, Ray. I got flights coming up. Love that reminder. And that's why they serve cocktails on those planes. That's why.
That's right.
So you don't get think
all
about
liquored
it
up.
But
it is funny that we try to conquer things that we weren't supposed to conquer to begin with.
Absolutely.
And God's just up there laughing, going, I told you.
Yeah, right.
I get up to the gates. It's like, why'd you climb the mountain?
Yeah.
You didn't have the right gear. We're not supposed to be up there. That's why I made it so high.
Yeah. Dumb.
And you guys just aren't listening to me.
Right. Or to yourselves.
Yeah.
Like you just remember when you were winded and you were cold and
you're like, your body's telling you something.
Maybe we don't have the right clothes for this. And people still make mistakes on that mountain and all the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, when you get up there and you said, oh, I'll just bring a sweatshirt and I'll be fine. And
flip flops.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah, not a good
idea. It's a nice day down below.
Yeah, not a good idea. You need a backpack with all the stuff you may need if you have to spend the night.
Aren't we getting closer to the sun the higher you go?
You
Why
think,
would it be cold up there?
You're right. Makes no sense that it gets colder up there. But I do remember the first time I went there, it was like 70 degrees summer day at the base. And I'm like, ooh, shorts and t-shirt. By the time it was mid-30s, 40 degree drop. Because this, it's just nothing up there, right?
Yeah.
All the winds and everything, just that's the first thing it hits.
Yep.
But an amazing place. And that sign, though, is left there and maintained. The old sign has been moved into the summit house there, which is now a big old cafeteria. But they keep it maintained because they want you to see it.
Right.
And you can see it from the window of the observation of that nice building now, and you can look down and see it right down there. They were so close.
Shouldn't the sign be closer to the bottom of the hill, though, to warn people?
At the bottom, I think on the Tuckerman side, I do believe they have some sign about with the names of everybody who's been documented dying on that mountain.
Just so you're aware, people have died here.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Right.
Have a nice day.
It's no joke. People train for Everest up there. Not obviously it doesn't have the altitude of Everest, nothing close, but the crazy conditions, the weather that can change on a dime, and you can be at the bottom and it's fine, and then the top can get completely covered in a cloud. So it's a different environment up there.
I have no desire.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
A bunch.
I have no desire. Yeah. I have no desire to drive my car up there either.
Oh, okay. Thank you for reminding me. PSA, right? We've all seen the bumper sticker.
Yes.
This car climb Mount Washington. We've seen it 100,000 times.
I usually roll my eyes. I don't care.
Right. I hope your brakes are in good shape because I can tell you, I've been near the bottom of that toll road on a busy day where there's just a stream of cars going up and coming down. Brakes are squeaking by they get to the bottom.
Can you imagine?
And the smell, there's a smell that's like, it's the brake pad.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally the brake pad burning. And you're there's cars that are burning out on that road because your little, Toyota Corolla was not meant to scale a mountain like that.
So not good on the car or the body.
No.
If not in the right condition.
Right. Yeah. You've better be prepared either way. And that road is treacherous. I mean, there's spots where if you just sneeze and veer a little to the right, there's no guardrail.
What I'm afraid of.
You're going to tumble.
I think I'm a good driver. It takes one little, what if you have a muscle spasm?
Yeah. Off
you go.
And there'll be another marker.
No, I'm good.
Right. And there's also a race. I think there's a foot race every year where you run to the top.
Oh, fun.
And there might be a bike race if I remember correctly.
You know what I want to do? Like my goals are like to watch all the Star Wars movies in order, back to back to back to back to back.
Just wake up early one
day
and get started.
Like that is that's what I want to do with my life. I don't want to climb mountains. I don't want to dive in the sea. I don't want to go where man has never gone before. Those are my goals.
I get it.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I get it. But the story is a cautionary tale. There's lots of remarks about how her body isn't there, but her spirit is. And There was one other thing. I'd considered putting it in the story or trying to get a voice actor for it, but there was a minister who was staying in the Tip Top hotel house that night and was helping with the body the next morning. And he had written that it was one of the most glorious sunrises he'd ever seen.
Oh, wow.
That it was just that the storm had blown all the clouds away, and it was a perfectly clear morning. And the way the sun rose, it was just absolutely breathtaking. And that's all that Lizzie Bourne wanted to see, but she never made it.
Please hit subscribe right now wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Also, help us spread the word. You tell a friend who tells another friend, and more great stories continue to roll in for us. You can also download our New England Legends app to go check out some of these stories for yourself and join our Facebook group. Almost 10,000 people strong now.
We'd like to thank our sponsor. Thank you to our Patreon patrons. And our theme music is by John Judd.
Until next time, remember,
the bizarre is closer than you think.